This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Hartley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
We've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. here with us. Now, we've got Vanessa, who we're going to speak with in just a moment, Dr. Yardley. Tell me about her case.
Yeah, Vanessa came in to see us. She had low back pain, which she had for 2 to 3 years, and it was getting worse, tingling in her hands. But she also had an interesting problem with swallowing food. Food would get stuck. Ugh. And that had been going on for several months, actually.
Well, let's find out what's going on with her now.
Okay. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
So,
how are you?
Good. Doing great.
We're always good here. So, Vanessa, why don't you tell us your story? What was the issue that you were dealing with when you went to see Dr. Yardley?
I was having back pain that just wouldn't go away. It would come, well, it would come and go, but it was more coming than going. When I would wake up in the morning, one hand would be numb. It would be like, well, I didn't sleep on it. Then I heard the commercial. And so I thought, well, let me go check it out.
Wow. It's great that you did. What was your experience like? You met with Dr. Yardley. Assumedly, you were a candidate for care, and he did the first correction with you. What was that like? Was it painful or difficult, or what did it feel like?
No, it was not painful. It was not difficult. It was like, is that all? That's all you're going to do? And he goes, yep, that's it. And it was like, okay. And then I just kept coming back, and it took a while for my body to correct itself. And it took a while before my body said, yep, you need to stay in that position. And so but it was just like laying down. He measured my feet, and then my hips were off. And so he just does something up in your neck area.
That's right.
Very lightly in your neck area.
That's what they do.
And then off you go.
Lee?
Yeah, Vanessa, one of the things I noticed in your history is you were having trouble swallowing, and especially bread and meat. How did that go? How did that respond?
That responded much better. I was still having significant problems, and I went to see a GI person, I guess. Yeah. And he said that I was having, he put me on Prilosec. And then, so when I remembered to take that, and then with the correction, it's like almost 100% gone.
Wonderful.
Like,
wow.
Never happened.
Are you still even using Prilosec?
When I remember to take it.
There you go. That says a lot, doesn't it?
I don't always remember to take it.
So you went with the issue of swallowing, but also the back pain, which I assume you'd had for quite some time?
Yes. I'd had it for a long time.
So what did that do? How did your quality of life change after Dr. Yardley's treatment when the back pain finally started to go dissipate?
Tremendously, because it had gotten so bad that it was hard to walk like 3 or 4 blocks. I used to walk like 1 to 2 miles every day. And it got so bad that I would walk, but I would be afraid to walk very far because it was like, I might not be able to get home. And after going for maybe 4 or 5 months, then it was like, wow, this is tremendous. Now I can walk. I can take the kids back, my grandkids back to the park. You know, I can play outside with them. And I don't have that gnawing back pain anymore.
Wow. That's a big change. I bet that's opened up your world to doing a lot of things that you had to put on the back burner.
Yes, absolutely.
So would you recommend, or have you recommended the Yardley Institute to other people?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I recommend it to everybody. Yes, I would recommend it 100%. it's fabulous. The staff is fabulous. They are just, they're wonderful. Everybody in the office is wonderful.
Except for Dr. Yeah. Yardley. He's kind of mean, right?
No. Yeah, it's been a great experience, an absolute fantastic experience. And in fact, I have talked to people about it that just go to a regular chiropractor, and it's like, oh, but you should try this guy. He's fabulous. Like, if he doesn't go in and adjust you and do all of that stuff, that it's trying to get the brain to do what it's supposed to do because the body heals itself, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better.
Exactly.
Vanessa, yes. A pleasure to meet you and a pleasure to talk with you and just delighted that you're having this great experience.
Yeah, and Vanessa, Dr. James is right across the table from me, and we both thank you very much for coming on. We really appreciate teaching you.
Well, thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
A simple question for you. Are you in pain? Well, if you are, don't put it off. You just heard a great example of why that's always a bad idea. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Now, usually that first visit, a $148 value. Now, right now, it's just $38. Now, you're going to have to prepay with your credit card. Yes, you'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. And, of course, they won't accept you unless they can actually help you. But it's normally $148. Now it's just $38. But here's the catch. You have to call right now during the show. So here's the number, 866-704-1047. The number again is 866-704-1047. And by the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. There are hundreds of people who have appeared and talked about their situation. You can download and subscribe to all of the podcasts at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for the Yardley Institute and the doctors of the Yardley Institute. I will never forget my first treatment at the Yardley Institute. I couldn't believe the detail and the care they take to get to know your body. See, the doctors at the Yardley Institute, they don't guess. It's all about the data. It's all about getting to know why. Why do we hurt? See, in the medicine world, the drug world, they treat symptoms. Certainly, sometimes drugs are needed, but the symptoms, it's like going to your house that has dry rot and saying, hey, I painted over it. It's fixed. No, they go to the root of the issue. Fibromyalgia, sciatica, even depression, headaches, people facing surgery, when they restore the brain-body connection in the gentle, non-invasive way, so much is fixed. Call and see if you're a candidate for care from one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with your host, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Now, there's something you wanted to talk with me about, Lee?
Well, that's true, Frank. I mean, you and I have been doing this together about a decade, actually.
Wow.
And we've told a lot of stories. Mm-hmm. You've been a patient at the Institute, and we got to know each other pretty well. Something happened last year that really shouldn't have surprised me, but something happened in your life, and I'd like you to tell us about it.
All right. I guess I will, because I'm very proud of what happened, actually, and excited to share it. My back went out. My lower back went out last summer. I got a tweak, and pretty soon I had pain across my whole lower back. In fact, to the point where I ended up, I was down in Fresno, California with my daughter at a swim meet, and I ended up having to go into urgent care, and a sports medicine doctor gave me the big steroid shot right in the muscle that was, you know, doing the spasming, which was fine for about 5 days, and then sciatica started in my upper right leg, and I have never felt pain like that. I mean, it was just incredible, right across the whole thing, not just a little narrow area, which sent me back to another urgent care. They gave me gabapentin and a steroid, and then that sent me to a place that was going to do an MRI, which they did, and they said, yeah, you've got a you got a spur, bone spur, I guess, that's going after the nerve, and we need to do something about that. And they were immediately talking about, yeah, we're going to have to do an epidural, which led me, coincidentally, I was going to go down to see you anyway, and I had this sit-down meeting with you where you looked at me and said, Frank, give me 2 weeks, because you sat down and explained to me which direction I was going, and I had a happy outcome because you did the treatment, but I want you to take a second, if you would, to go back to that moment and explain to our listeners what that was like. You said to me I had a choice between one direction or another. Take it from there.
Okay. You know, I have been doing this over 40 years, and I see cases like yours come into our office, and they come in many times. Mm-hmm. In a week, we'll see cases just like yours.
Sure.
We know what we can do. We know the results that can occur as a result of the work that we did. But we also know that there are choices. So, you know, I just sit in this one of two roads you can go down. And the first one, of course, is the direction you're going now. Muscle relaxants, painkillers, steroid cocktail shots in your spine, and then ultimately surgery. Now, one of the problems with the steroids in the spine, they can and do give relief. Not always, but they can. But they also dissolve the collagen fibers.
Right.
And these are what give strength to the ligament. So, in effect, you're trading off immediate relief for more long-term damage and more work being done.
More likely that your disc will bulge again because the collagen is going away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's getting weaker. Mm-hmm. The joint's breaking down. So I said, or you can give me 2 weeks, and we won't do any of those things. We'll go in and correct that brain-body connection. Right. We'll give you some homework to do. And I think in 2 weeks, I just asked 2 weeks and give me the decision at that time. And you gave us the 2 weeks.
Yeah, willingly. Yes. And, you know, it was nothing short of amazing. Now, you know that I've always been a show me kind of guy.
Right.
Skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so impressed because, you know, I was in such pain, and there was a period there after the correction where just very gradually, not immediate, but gradually, that pain dissipated to the point where I no longer needed the pain medicine. I was no longer taking steroid. I was no longer taking the gabapentin. Mm-hmm. And the idea that I was able to avoid back surgery,
mm-hmm.
right? That is a big thumbs up for me because mm-hmm. that was the last thing that I wanted to end up doing.
Mm-hmm. I remember in our earlier years of recording,
uh-huh.
and you were having back issues back then.
I had sciatica years ago.
You consulted with the orthopedic surgeon. At that time, you were not a patient at the Institute.
Right.
And you did not come in, although you were kind of looking at me with a funny eye and wondering, I wonder.
Well, I mean, you know, I came from a background. My mom was a registered nurse. And so I've been around, like most people, doctors my whole life. And your approach, restoring the brain and body connection through your form of chiropractic medicine, was just completely new to me mm-hmm. when we started this. And I'm just delighted with the results of what's going on now. And I can tell the listener, I do the homework, as we refer to it,
mm-hmm.
Which are some exercises. Strictly speaking, not really exercises. They're more stretching than exercises.
Well, exercise is building strength and increasing flexibility.
Correct.
What I've given you and what uh-huh. you've been doing is restoring biomechanical balance.
That's
it's
exactly
very
right.
different.
And then I continue to get corrections, and I couldn't be happier. I hope that people will learn from my experience because it was fantastic.
And I remember you coming in after that, and you had looked up those collagen fibers.
I did.
And on the internet so that you could understand what it was I was saying.
Yep, and I am very grateful mm-hmm. that I did not do anything to damage those. So if you're listening, my advice to you is don't do what I did. Don't put it off any longer. Just heard a great example why that's a bad idea. If you're in pain, find out if the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute can help you get healthy. Now, here's what you do. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Usually it's a $148 value. It's just $38 for that first visit. And now you'll have to prepay with your credit card. You'll get all the tests done, though, with the doctors. They'll determine if you're a candidate for care so they can take care of you. It's a $148 value. It's now just $38. But you got to call right now. during the show. That would be 866-704-1047. Again, 866-704-1047. Got to call now to get the deal. And by the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. Of course, you're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. You can download and subscribe to the podcasts. Hear all these testimonials. We've got over 100 at yardleyinstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I met a gentleman there who he lived a rough life. Part of it because it was his choice. He was an MMA-style fighter. He was a big-time rugby player, and he worked in manufacturing on the floor. Tough work. His body took a beating. He was just about to get married when doctors told him he had to have his vertebra fused. He wouldn't be able to turn around and look at his wife. His mother-in-law begged him to go to the Yardley Institute. He did not need surgery. The gentle, non-invasive treatment of the doctors at the Yardley Institute and restoring the brain-body connection, that's what they do. If you're in pain, stop. Please go find out if you are a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Simply call them 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, I was watching television the other night and I saw an ad for a new drug that supposedly treats restless leg syndrome.
Yes.
Which is that seems pretty new to me. That hasn't always been around, has it?
Actually, it has been around.
Well, the malady has, but the drug has not.
The drug has not. No, when I entered practice a number of years ago, I was very familiar with restless leg syndrome within the framework of my own profession.
Uh-huh.
But while it was prevalent, the cause of it was not widely known. We knew what it was, but most others didn't. The average general practitioner just generally blew it off. What it is, for those that may not have experienced it, is what happens is when you first go to bed,
Yeah. You
can't keep your legs still. You keep moving them, and you keep moving them. And you feel that need to keep fidgeting and moving the legs around.
What causes that?
It actually is caused by irritation of nerves in the low back area.
Okay.
So because you're not feeling low back pain, you probably wouldn't realize that actually is a connection.
So now we have a drug to treat it. So end of story. Why are we talking about it?
Because the drug itself is not correcting the cause.
Really?
It's just treating effects.
All right.
You see.
So how about you talk to us about treating the cause?
Okay. Well, low back conditions, irritations of nerves down there occur frequently because of mechanical displacements that occur down in that area.
Okay.
This can come about as a result of one leg being shorter than the other, one hip being higher than the other. And by shorter, I'm not talking anatomically shorter, but functionally shorter.
Okay.
And one of the things that we've found at the Institute is this connects directly with the brain-body connection being compromised. So we've found that once you correct that, a lot of this irritation of the nerves in the low back begins to disappear and the restless leg.
Hold it. Now, we've had this conversation before, but mm-hmm. what you do is up around the neck.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Correct. We're talking about something down in the nether regions. How does upper above, working up there, work fix down there?
No one area impacts the body globally more than the upper neck area.
Why?
Because you'll find that the control centers for virtually everything that goes on in the body are located in this area.
Okay.
So you'll find that if you've got an irritation in this area, it creates a tension throughout one side of the spine, and this creates distortion in the hips or the pelvis. And this is what starts creating a high hip, low hip, contracted leg, or the term we use for a functional short leg.
Mm-hmm.
And this results in displacements in the low back and problems developing in that area.
Mm-hmm. So have you had some success with the treatment of restless leg syndrome?
I haven't. In fact, I've actually experienced it myself.
Yeah.
Yes, I have experienced restless leg syndrome. One particular case comes to mind, and this was a lady that came to see me. She was in her late 50s and early 60s, probably one of the worst restless leg syndrome cases that I've ever seen in my practice.
Why was it so bad?
Because of how extensively it was impacting her life. See, the more classic case is going to come in and they'll talk about going to bed at night and having difficulty in, you know,
settling
going
down,
to sleep.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I've heard people using drugs. I've heard people using music, actually, mm-hmm. to help control that. But in her particular case, it would start in the early evening. Late afternoon. Mm-hmm. And so she was living with difficulty in being able to sit still and not get up and move around throughout the evening, on into going to bed. And this was really impacting her life tremendously.
She must not have been able to sleep much.
It did affect her sleep. Eventually, yeah. She was able to get to sleep and she would be able to get a night's rest. In fact, this particular lady actually was registrar for the University of Washington for a number of years.
So she goes through your process, mm-hmm. and it's all about aligning the cranium with the spine.
Right.
And unleashing the body's ability to heal itself.
Yes.
What happened?
For her, she experienced dramatic improvement. And in fact, I had the opportunity of taking care of both her and her husband mm-hmm. for a number of years. And it reached a point where she was getting better and better. Although I must admit, it never completely went away.
Okay.
She still had some residuals of it, but it was running a good 70-80% better over what it had been. And we reached a point where we were only seeing the two of them a few times each year. And then ultimately what happened is the couple relocated down to, they were still in the state of Washington, but southeast, like right at the very corner of the state,
yeah.
and it was very difficult for them to get up and continue with the care.
You had at least another case that you wanted to talk about too, didn't you?
Yes, we had another lady that came to see us, and she was younger, and one of the issues that she dealt with was restless leg syndrome that was affecting her on a nightly basis. Now, she was attempting to control this using nutritional approaches. Mm-hmm. So she was using calcium and magnesium, and these were helping her. These were giving her a degree of help with it, but clearly she knew that if she stopped taking that, then the problem would be right back again.
Sure.
And I took care of her over a number of years until she relocated down to Arizona. And she reported improvement of 90% in terms of her restless legs.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she did really, really well with that. And to the best of my knowledge, is doing just fine with it now, too.
So let's be really clear. This isn't a cure. You don't cure anything, do you?
Right. It's tapping into the body's inherent ability to heal itself and make that possible by correcting a very common cause to that not being able to occur.
If you have restless leg syndrome, if you have another malady, something that is causing you pain, why not pick up your phone and find out if you would be a good candidate for Dr. Yardley's procedure? For your own personal appointment, you get a series of painless, non-invasive tests that help them determine whether or not you should be a patient. It's easy. Just give them a call. 866-704-1047. Here's the good news. You can save some money if you call right now. Usually that's about $148. But you can save $110 if you call right now. They'll just charge you $38 for the appointment and the tests to determine whether or not you could be helped by the Yardley Institute. Again, the number is 866-704-1047. You have to call right now to get the deal. If you want to get more details, you can go see it at yardleyinstitute.org. That's Yardley Institute.org. But if you want to save the money, $38, have your credit card ready and call right now for an appointment.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, DC. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
All right, Dr. Yardley, we have talked in the past about rheumatoid arthritis and how your procedure, the impact it can have on that.
Right.
But arthritis is a much broader topic. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, really, arthritis, or arthritis, as some of my practice members like to call it, is actually just a name for inflammation of joints. So you've got inflamed joints, but it can be caused by one of many things, like rheumatoid arthritis is what they call an autoimmune disease, where the body's in fact attacking itself. And
right.
In another program, we talked about how we address or can address those issues. But what I'd like to talk about today is osteoarthritis.
And now, what's that?
The difference is that's wear and tear, you see. Remember, we talk about calcium being pumped in when an area becomes inflamed.
Right.
Exactly. So osteoarthritis, whereas rheumatoid arthritis, can tend to move around the body and attack different kinds of joints. Osteoarthritis affects the joints in the hands, and very commonly it affects the joints in the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's characterized by a breakdown in the joint, calcium building up in the joint. If they're discs, the weight-bearing discs, they begin to start getting thinner. There's a deterioration. It's given many different names, degenerative joint disease,
right.
Osteoarthritis.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of different names that are given to it, and specific areas of the body begin to break down. And some of the more common symptoms in the spine happens to be neck pain, low back pain, joints in the hands. They start feeling stiff. They feel swollen.
Right.
It's like you've got too much water in them.
Now, this is incredibly common, and particularly as people age, right?
It is, absolutely.
I mean, not everybody gets rheumatoid arthritis, but most people experience some arthritic pain in one part of their body or another, right?
And Frank, here is the problem I have with that. People, us as a society, are programmed to believe the following.
Okay.
One, it's the natural, inevitable course of aging.
Correct. I just assume that's true.
Not necessarily true.
Oh, yes.
Secondly, nothing can be done about it. Not necessarily true. Three, let's just take these medications to make it feel better and expect it to get worse as you get older.
And that's something that is very much a part of our society, that we're all about, let me get the cream to spread on the joint. That's going to solve it.
Or take the NSAIDs, or, you know, to take this to make the inflammation go down, or for this so I can live with the pain and do the things I want to do while it continues to get worse. And those, we're all programmed to believe. And the truth of it is, if you believe it and you do what the people that are telling you that tell you to do, it will be true. It'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy. None of it has to be true.
And this is where we come back to something that I say, you know, on a pretty regular basis on the show. Now, Dr. Yardley, you're not telling us that you're going to cure arthritis, are you?
Nor do we make any claim or effort to do so. What we do make an effort to do is to correct the brain-body connection.
Right.
And one of the natural effects of that is it really changes the length of our legs, the height of our hips, how the bones stack in the spine. Because if you take a look at the spine, the way it works is this.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not balanced, it's like an unbalanced tire in a car. And you know, an unbalanced tire in a car works just fine. It gets you from point A to point B.
But it's a pretty bumpy ride.
Yeah, and if you leave it that way, you know what happens is one part of that tread begins to start wearing out more quickly than the rest of the tire.
Plus, it puts additional stress and strain on certain parts of the automobile and the car wears out.
And that's such an astute observation, Frank, because you're right. It starts, you know, I'm not a mechanic, but I'm sure it begins to start affecting the axle and
sure.
affecting the suspension and
right.
so on and so forth. But the correction to the, you know, to that tire wearing out prematurely is to realign the tire.
Correct.
So that you're now getting more balanced wear. And the same with the spine. The correction is not just to take something to cover it up so you don't feel it. The solution is to reconnect the brain with the body, the legs even out, the hips even out, the bones begin to stack the way they're supposed to, and what you've done is you've rebalanced the spine.
Now, does that mean that your body begins to heal itself?
As best as it can, if the damage is not too permanent.
Okay.
And that's the point. There can be a point of permanent damage, you see, but the thing is, no one knows where that's at.
Tell me a case of somebody that you know who you've helped using your procedure.
I had a gentleman, you know, now our office is down in the Kent Federal Way area. And we
right.
have people that travel in from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman didn't actually have to travel that far. He came down from Everett. And when he came down for his first visit, which was a Thursday or a Friday, he was, what he did is he built foundations to houses.
Okay.
And he needed to be back to work. Like, he had jobs waiting for him. And basically, he was brought down on his hands and knees. And he traveled around my office on his hands and knees. And that he was out of pain as long as he was on his hands and knees, but he couldn't stand upright.
Okay.
So he came down for his second visit or third visit. He received his first correction. So we corrected his brain-body connection.
Okay.
And the thing for him that he was able to remark on was he was so close to the carpet with his nose, he knew that between those two visits, we had got our carpet dry cleaned, you see. And he could tell it was still wet and he could smell it, you see. So he had quite a sense of humor. He said, "You've had this carpet dry cleaned," as he goes around on his hands and knees after he's got his first adjustment. So this was Friday. He got his first correction. Monday, I was outside the building. It was Monday morning, and there was something going on with the Institute sign, and I looked at it, and suddenly someone comes behind me and slaps me on my back. I turn around and look at him, and here he is, standing upright, pain-free, functioning normally. And you see, what we had found is because of the breakdown in his back, the osteoarthritis, he'd developed this acute attack. Once we reconnected the brain with the body, once again, he's began to able to function normally again.
Now, you may be listening to this and saying, that's too good to be true. That can't be. Why don't you go to the Yardley Institute and find out if you're a candidate for what they do? Normally, that first visit would cost you $148. I'm going to save you some money. If you call right now and prepay with your credit card, make an appointment, $38. They'll put you through a series of tests to find out if you're a candidate for the Yardley Institute. $148 normally, $38 right now if you call 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, aftercare with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
It's Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, we're going to call this segment, Where is the Problem Really At? Because I know you love talking about this, and I'm fascinated by it. So where is the problem really at?
Well, that's a good question. Let's say a patient comes in and they've got this needle-like pain at the base of their big toe. They're limping. It hurts like hell.
Yeah.
And you would think it's a toe problem, right? Go down, sure. Chop the toe off, or put shot in the toe, or jump on it, or do something with the toe. But, you know, they might go to another doctor, another kind of doctor, and they may get blood work done, and it may show that the uric acids are elevated. And the truth of it is, what we're dealing with, we're given a name, it'll be called gout.
Right.
And so you have to address the uric acid levels if you're going to solve that question. So oftentimes we tend to believe that where we're feeling the pain is where the problem is at. And often with the body, it's so complex that that's not necessarily the case, that things can be coming from other places. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
When I first, you know, I'd been practicing for about 9 years, and I developed a really bad vertigo problem. And no one was able to solve it. I had 5 doctors working for me, and no one was able to solve it.
Right.
So I traveled into Canada to see this gentleman. His name is Dr. Birdie.
Right.
And he adjusted me, and the vertigo problem cleared up in a couple of weeks. And I'd been flat on my back for 7 weeks.
Wow.
But what was interesting was I had dealt with for years a sciatica problem. And I had doctors working for me. They could take care of me. They could adjust me. Mm-hmm. And as long as I got adjusted once a week, once every 2 weeks, no sciatica problem. But go 5-6 weeks without an adjustment, that sciatica was back staring me right in the face.
Mm.
So although I had gone up to get my vertigo problem taken care of, I did not see hide nor hair of that sciatica problem for the next 10 years.
Seriously?
Yes.
10 years?
And I had been working in the low back where the pain was.
Right.
And he worked at the other end.
Yeah. So to speak. Yes.
There was something else that happened with that, too. About a year and a half, 2 years before that, I had developed 2 warts on my forefinger and my left hand. And I knew that I could go in and get them burnt off, but I also knew that that was treating an effect, not a cause. I understood that in most of our bloodstream, there's a virus running around called Verrucaille.
Okay.
And that when certain parts of the body, the immune system starts dropping, then it can manifest itself. So what I noticed a month after I had him correct me was that these 2 warts were gone.
Wow.
And so I thought, ha-ha, I know where they were coming from. You know, about a year and a half, 2 years later, I failed to go up and get myself adjusted when I was out. And lo and behold, a wart appeared back on that finger.
Wow.
And once I got adjusted, it went away again. So the question that comes up as a clinician and for us as patients is, you know, where is the problem really coming from? Where is it at? I had a gentleman I've been taking care of for a number of years, and he knew about the work I did because he worked with me and telling the story. And he was a great patient. And then one day, I come in, and he's in a lot of pain, and he's had an MRI done. Frank?
You're talking about me.
That's it. It was Frank.
That's right. I had my back had gone out, and it had started with a little twinge in the small of my back on the right side, and I'd gone to an urgent care and got a sports doctor. It had gotten worse, and she said, oh, I know exactly what this is. And she took and gave me the steroid shot right in the muscle area where I was feeling the pain. And that helped for about 5 days.
Yeah.
And then down below in my upper leg in the front, I got the worst sciatica. It was like one thing got better and the other one got worse.
Mm.
And that's when I went to see you post having gone to get the MRI.
Mm-hmm.
You told me there were 2 directions we could go, right?
Right.
One was the medical.
Correct. Approach. Which you were already on that journey.
Yeah. Epidural, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other way was restore the brain and body connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we chose to go. And I am so grateful we did.
Mm-hmm. If you take a look, we spend a lot of time sitting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're driving cars, working on computers, watching TV. And do you really think the body was designed to be in that position? Designed to be hunters, gatherers, be out there and doing stuff. And is that about to change for any of us? It's not. We're going to keep sitting on our cars and driving, me included.
Yeah.
And so there's an effect on that. As we get older, and I would say over 50, degeneration occurs in that low back.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets us up for problems. We find that oftentimes there's one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other. The bones are crooked, the discs are bulging, and it's an unhappy mess. And so we find that by correcting the brain-body connection, it evens out the legs, evens out the hips, the discs begin to start changing, and it solves the problem. That's what happened with my sciatica, and I believe that's what happened in your case as well.
Boy, did it ever.
Yeah, you know, when that pain hits, it affects your life and just about everything you can do.
If you are in pain, like I was, like Lee was, you got to contact the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute because they can help you get healthy. Don't put it off. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Now, this is usually a $148 value, but it's just $38. You're going to prepay with your credit card. You got to call now. You'll get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. Of course, they won't accept you unless you are. And if they can help you, it's normally a $148 value, but now just $38. But you must call right now during the show, 866-704-1047. Again, the number to call to get the value is 866-704-1047. By the way, you can book an appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. You can download and subscribe to all the podcasts with over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard, and the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her, and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley, and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain, and, you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know, he's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, yeah, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Headaches. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you about headaches. I am a person who, I get them very rarely. I get them usually just before I'm going to get sick. Mm-hmm. It's very rarely, but I know there are people that get them a lot and that I'm not necessarily normal. What do you know about headaches? What can you do about them?
Well, I could certainly agree that you might not necessarily be normal. I'm like you. I don't get headaches.
Okay.
And but in my 30-plus years of practice, I have certainly had the opportunity to sit across the table from many thousands of people that live with headaches. Perhaps if I had to pick the one most common symptom that I see, it would actually be headaches. And the world is really made up of two people. And the first kind of people are the people that you ask them about headaches and they say, doesn't everyone get headaches? I mean, isn't that normal? Isn't that part of being human? And they just live with it.
Right.
They live with it, taking medication, just thinking this is the way life's supposed to be. The second group of people, you know, they say like, what is a headache? Well, you know, they just don't know what it is. So, you know, when you look at headaches, there are 3 kinds of headaches. There are tension headaches, there are cluster headaches, and there are migraine headaches. Now, there are subcategories to those. We're just not going to get into the details of defining what they are. These are all, they're just painful. They're no fun to live with.
And I've had a professor that had migraine headaches when I was up at Western, and his migraines would lay him out for weeks at a time.
The whole darkened room, the dark glasses, the whole thing.
That's so true. With migraine headaches, I classically say it punches holes in your life, because once it hits, you're checking out from life, dark room, vomiting, not doing much until that headache passes. Maybe a few hours, or maybe a day, day and a half, and hopefully not weeks, but then you come back into life again.
So let's talk about a couple of your patients. You had one named Timothy, I believe, that you treated.
Yeah, Tim came to me. Tim was 38 years old, and he'd been involved in a motor vehicle accident. And motor vehicle accidents, people don't realize that you can be actually exposed to as much as 12 G's of force when you're involved in a whiplash-type injury. And so he'd been experiencing a number of things as a result of that motor vehicle accident, and one of them is a thing called brain fog. And I picked up that term from my patients. It's not one that I've created, but it has to do with the fact that the brain just doesn't work the way it was before. It doesn't click. It's not spontaneous.
You're fuzzy.
Yeah, you can't always express your thoughts. Yeah. You know what your thoughts are, but you have difficulty verbalizing them. And he had this. He was also experiencing a lot of head pressure. And when he graded it on a scale, a pain scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, he graded an 8 out of a 10. So clearly he was living with a lot of pain.
Okay.
He was trying to self-treat it with Tylenol, and then not so self-treat it with Vicodin, because he did that, of course. That's a prescription drug
too.
Yeah. And so he was using this just to make life tolerable and,
right, to get through.
Exactly. But he'd heard about the work that we did. So when we evaluated him, we found that there was a definite compromise in the brain-body connection. The head wasn't sitting straight on the neck. All the testing showed us that things up in that area were not the way that they should be. So we launched upon a project to try and get that corrected for him. We started doing a program of care and getting that corrected. And 4 weeks down the road, I sat down with him, and here's what he said. He said that the pressure was less intense, and it was no longer daily, because he was getting it every day before.
Wow.
So we continued, and it was another month down the road, and he indicated that the headaches, the head pain, the head pressure was 70% better. And then another 2 months later, he reported that it was 90% better.
Restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly. It is. Doing so very safely, very naturally, without any kind of pain. Enabling the body to heal itself.
Now, what about Glennis? That was another person. I think she was involved in a motor vehicle accident also, yes?
Yeah, she was not, actually.
Okay. What about Glennis?
Glennis illustrates how these things can develop. You don't have to be in a motor vehicle accident. Other things can cause them. Now, Glennis was 53 years old, and she was dealing with head tightness about 3 times a week, and she attempted to treat this with Tylenol and Benadryl. What had happened, though, for Glennis was she'd been injured 5 years beforehand in a physical fight.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then about 3 years after this, suffering as much as she was, she had a dear sister that tried to help her. And what the sister did was she grabbed her neck and cracked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And immediately things got worse.
So she came to you.
Yes. 2 years later, after that happened, she came to see me, and we evaluated it, and there was very clearly problems going on up in that area. So we outlined a proposed solution for her, and she accepted and started it, and things began to improve almost immediately. And it wasn't too long down the road that the pain and the pressures that she had were gone completely, and actually they did not return.
So you sound like you would be advocating that the whole idea that, well, you just live with your headache and you just take your chemicals, you know, you take your Advil, you take your Tylenol, that maybe that's not the best way to deal with it.
I would say this. If you get a sudden severe headache like you've never had before, go to the emergency room. But if you're living with chronic headaches day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out.
Ongoing pain.
Different story. At that point, usually by the time they get to the Yardley Institute, they've tried everything else. And if I had to pick the one most common symptom we see, it is headaches. And often it comes from a compromise in that brain-body connection.
I bet this is ringing a bell for some of you. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all if you're going, yeah, I get headaches all the time and nothing. So, you know what? Maybe you're a candidate for Dr. Yardley, D.C., and the Yardley Institute. Here's what you do. Give them a call. And let me give you a little extra motivation to do that call right now, because usually the first visit, $148 when you drop by. But we're going to give it to you today for listening to the show. Get your credit card ready. You call now. It's just $38. But they're not going to skimp on you for $38. You're still going to give them the tests, right, Dr. Yardley?
We are. Run the metrics.
The idea is to find out if, in fact, you're a patient and you can be helped by the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. One more time, 866-704-1047. You don't have to live with that pain anymore. Give them a call. 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice, and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you...